And at this point, Oscar's going to pull out the podium here. We are going to hear from one of our partners here at Peace Child Evangelism Fellowship. And we are blessed to have Dwayne and Cora with us this morning. And they are, I'm not sure the specific title, but they are the new leaders for Child Evangelism Fellowship for our area. So it is a great blessing to have Cora here this morning. She's got a presentation for us. I think you'll see a few faces that are familiar to you. So Cora, great to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
As he said, my name's Cora Tucker. My husband over here is Dwayne. So we met in Klamath Falls, actually, where he was born and raised. So he's my favorite truck driver, and I'm his favorite missionary. So, yes, we're here today representing Child Evangelism Fellowship. Some of you are familiar with it. It is a worldwide ministry. We're in nearly every country in the world, which is amazing to me. But you're probably most familiar, if at all, with the Benton County Ministry. I started here officially as director on the 1st of January as Carol Ann retired. Some of you know Carol Ann, and she still loves the children. She still loves the ministry, and she wanted me to make sure and pass on her thanks to you for all your support through the years and for the ministry especially. So I just wanted to share a little bit about the ministry. One of the things that we do is the Good News Club. Many of you, or some of you at least, are familiar with the Good News Club that we do in the schools. This is something you'll see basically the same thing whether you're in Uganda or Philomath. We have the Good News Club ministering to the children, doing Bible stories, games. Everything's with a purpose. Even our games are learning times about Jesus and getting to evangelize these children. That's one of the main things that we do. We evangelize boys and girls. That's our first goal. We want to see them to have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. But we also want to disciple them. We continue to teach them how to walk with God on a daily basis. And then also, we want to establish them in the local church. We want to help them to assimilate into the body of Christ in a way that will sustain them through their life as well. So those are the main things we do. But as you see through some of these pictures with the Good News Club, here in Oregon, we actually have the privilege of being able to do the release time program, where children are released from their classes at school with their parents' permission to go off campus and have a Bible time, a Bible teaching time. And so that's what we get to do with this. So, some of these pictures, you'll see, I guess we're into camp pictures. That's another ministry that we have, is the Camp Good News that will be happening this year, July 23 through 27. And had over 130 children there this last summer, and planning on having just as many this year, as many as the camp will hold. And these kids just love to be learning. In fact, a lot of the young people that are in ministry with CEF right now in the area and through the state came through the ministry of the day camp, actually. So that's two of the main ministries that we have. Back on the Good News Clubs, we have clubs in the Philomath area, especially. We've got a number of clubs here. Kings Valley is another one. Monroe is another one. In Corvallis proper, though, we only have one club. And there's a whole lot of kids that need to be reached in Corvallis. I don't think I'm seeing a lot of nods. We're on the same page with that. And so that's something that we want to be praying about and looking for God's open doors in reaching the boys and girls of Corvallis. So basically, there's a number of ways that you can be involved with this ministry, starting with praying, wanting to pray for the ministry here in this chapter. Basically, we have the need for more volunteers, and we need more clubs going on. So we're praying for the clubs to open up in Corvallis especially. And that's something I'm just, if I can't push it any harder, let's pray. Please pray with me that God will open the doors for the clubs to start opening up in Corvallis. praying for churches to step up and partner with that, praying for individuals or a team to step up to start that. We have the training, we have the materials, but we need the people. And so we need praying for that, praying for the team that is that can be part of reaching the boys and girls. And then, of course, giving. This is a ministry that is fully supported by our community. It's something that, as God puts it on people's hearts, it becomes part of supporting it. So I can be here to inspire more ministry, so I can be part of this team. There's three of us in the office that are working hard to facilitate these clubs. And so that goes to help reach those boys and girls. We actually had in Good News Club just in the last couple months, just something I don't think I've seen before. we've had 140 children in our clubs in general, but we had over 40 children indicate first-time faith in Christ as their Savior just in the last couple months. So praise God for that. As you're praying, praise God, thank Him, and then continue to pray for their growth, for those children, that they would continue to grow, continue to attend these clubs, and be ministered to where they're at. And then, of course, going. We do need the volunteers. Maybe you could provide cookies for club. Maybe you could come and listen to children say their verse at club. Maybe you could be part of walking them back and forth between the school and their facility for their club. There's a lot of different ways. If God's calling you, maybe you could even be part of a team that would open up a club in Corvallis. We're thankful for what God is doing through this ministry. We're thankful for you and the part that you've been playing in this. Getting to see boys and girls reached with the gospel, their lives changed, not just temporarily, but for eternity. And we're so thankful that you are part of praying for us. And as Carol would be sure to say, thank you so much for all your past support and for this ministry as well. So thank you.
Thanks, Cora. Great job. Thanks, Cora. And is it on Tuesdays in Philomath?
There's Tuesday and Wednesday, depending on
the
school.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Yep. And so you guys will be available out in the narthex if you have more questions for Dwayne and Cora. Thanks for being here today. We close with our blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and grant you His peace. Amen.